油风烧。So the action sheet, item 3, there's page 1, page 2, page 3, and 4. But we have a proposal for the action sheet. Propose, second. All right. Any questions, any queries? No? All right. Item 4, and Regina, you're going to take us through this out of sight, out of mind, traveller's accommodation, and also item 5, you're going to take us through it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, the first item, members, is the SPNR committee is asked to consider and approve the following report, which outlines traveller accommodation needs as recommended by the Northern Ireland Human Rights Commission in their Out of Sight, Out of Mind Traveller Accommodation in Northern Ireland report. What it also does is it details our council's approach to addressing identified recommendations, and there's four key recommendations. You'll see it was research that the Human Rights Commission undertook in June 2016, and there's four key recommendations that relate directly to councils. The first is that the housing executive will work with local councils to ensure that travellers have regular refuge collections, electricity supply, and Royal Mail. The second one is that the council will take reasonable steps to prevent undue delays in planning application processes relating to travellers' accommodation. The third one is to ensure the council takes proactive, reasonable steps to ensure that these traveller sites are licensed when required and that they monitor the licence. And fourthly, that all councils should be active members of the local government partnership. So what the recommendation is that if the committee would consider and approve the report and recommendations, that the Newry Morning Down Traveller Forum hold a meeting with council officers from planning, licensing, neighbourhood services and corporate policy to agree our approach to addressing the recommendations as identified by the Human Rights Commission.
Councillor Hyland, do you agree?
Yeah, I'd like to propose that.
You'd propose that?
Yeah.
All right.
But I just also, by the way, Councillor Chairman, sorry. I find it strange that when it was mooted that the Albert Basin site should be investigated for a play park, that one of the arguments raised was that we needed to examine the ground there and see whether it was fit for people to have a play park because of what had been dumped there maybe in the past. And yet when the place was used by the traveling community, St. Christopher's Park, there was never any query about that, or never ever any argument raised as to whether it would be a suitable location for travellers to live in. It seems to be a bit of a disparity between the two, that we're now trying to find out whether the site is suitable, but when the travellers were there, there was no problem with it, which seemed very unfair in the travellers.
All right, Councillor Vaughan.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Yeah, I'll second it. I agree in part with what Davey has said. I sit on the Travellers Forum, and we've been discussing these issues for the last 2 years in depth with the housing executive. Licensing of sites that can't be licensed, and if you're moving people off, you're opening up more problems. Identifying a site. And when I read through this report, it's all stuff that we had got, we had a study, a consultation done for a couple of months on it. And it's all questions that we had raised time and time and time again. And Charlie Casey, he said to me as well, he had said that he had raised the same questions previously before I came on the council about getting a site. And I suppose the name of the document is, it's unfortunate, but it is true, where, and it says somebody from a council up north has a site out of mind. And that's exactly what we're getting when we're on these groups. We're talking, we know the answers, but yet it comes in, and I welcome this report done by the Human Rights Northern Ireland Association. But we know all these issues. And then it has to be spelled out in a report for the council to go and act on it. And I suppose the problem that I have with the four recommendations that's put down for the council, I agree with every one of them in essence, but it's how we enact them. We've got sites inside our district that we cannot license. We don't have basic facilities on the sites. And if we move people off them, we've nowhere to put them. So we really need to get down to getting a site identified, this council, through the travel group, through the asset management, the surplus assets, and identify a site, a halting site for the travelling community, because the longer we just keep putting this off, we are creating a bigger problem, because it's in people's minds that they don't want it near them. Now, and if you go up further up north, there's many places in Armagh Burn Bridge Council where there are halting sites, very successful ones, and they're pristine, the way they're kept, there's no issues. So we need to get it out of people's heads that a traverse site in Neary Morning Down, well, don't put it near me, we need to get that out of people's heads, and we need to get down with the housing executive and identify a site. Because if it's been on the last 2 years, we know the issues. This is spelled out from the report. We need to act on them. So as much as I welcome the report, it's frustrating, because that's what the working group's working on. I just want to see things moving. And I'd like to see that when we get to this time next year, that we'll have a site at least identified and we've been moving on it. But I'll second the report.
Thanks, Chair. Just one bit on the prevent undue delays in the planning application process. Is this going to allow applications from travellers or from council looking to do it to sort of fast track through the planning process, or are they going to be treated as everyone else?
Mr. Chairman, I mean, I can't answer that, to be truthful. I think it would have to be planning would have to answer that, councillor. But what we can do is I can get planning to contact you in relation to that matter.
My understanding is, but my own interpretation of it is that it's not asking for any special treatment. It's really just asking that that we prevent any unnecessary delays. So, but again, we can pick that up. Certainly, we sent a copy of this to the planners to see in advance of coming to this committee, so they didn't raise any concerns with the report in terms of their workload. But my understanding is they're not asking for any preferential treatment as such. It's just no undue delays going through the planning process. So it's not a request for fast tracking, would be my reading of it.
All right. We have a proposal and a second for it. So, you want to go on to item 5, Regina?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, the committee.
I'm in agreement on that. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, with relation to item 5, the committee's asked to note the following report, which provides information on the Department on DARA, Department of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs. Revised guidance document on the Rural Needs Act, Northern Ireland 2016. Last year, the Act came into force for district councils and departments, and we had training for officers and councillors over the period September to February, March this year. And the Rural Needs Act, as you know, requires councils to have due regard to rural needs when developing, adopting, implementing, or revising policy strategies and plans and designing and delivering public services. The revised guidance, which has just been published in April of this year, provides the default definition of rural, which classifies settlements with populations of less than 5,000 together with the open countryside as rural. As you'll see within the report, there's a number of bands there, and there's alternative definitions of rural. The one point that we would point out is the fact that where a public authority uses a definition of rural other than the default definition, it's very important that the rationale for that is detailed within the RN, the Rural Needs Impact Assessment template. It's the template's now in 5 sections, and what we would say in terms of identifying the social and economic needs of persons in rural areas, we will be signposting our officers to the evidence research and evidence team within council to provide that information. So we're asking that you please note this report and the revised guidance document on the Rural Needs Act.
And who, Regina, within the council, who will take responsibility for heading this up?
Well, certainly corporate policy officer would oversee the whole implementation of it in council, but it's the responsibility of all those who are undertaking any of those what they call as activity ones in terms of any policies or strategies. They must undertake a rural needs impact assessment and report, fill in the template and report back to, well, it will go through Colin, but they would need to bring that back as part of the reporting on the document. So it's all those officers that would be doing that, but in terms of overseeing it, it would be the Mr. Conn Moffat that would be responsible for that.
All right.
Councillor Vaughan.
Yeah, just on the process, Chair. See the papers that are reported to all the committees, like, you know, these papers here this evening. See, we've got the quality and good relations assessment at the bottom. Are we going to add on the rural needs assessment so that we don't, as councillors, go having the luck to see if it was rural approved?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Yes, what we're doing is there's going to be a new reporting template. It's going to be issued from the beginning of June, and from the 11th of June onwards, Mr. Chairman, the reporting template will encompass a separate section on rural needs, because we must have due regard to it and in terms of implementing the duty. So yes, it will be defined within that.
Brilliant, thanks.
So that's only for an open show. Item 6. Sorry, go ahead, Councillor Abbott.
Sorry, Chair. It's just a point of information more than anything else, Chair. The area around Carrick, Macleod and Newtown Trog area of Newry previously would have been within the boundary of the old Sleeve Gullion area. And what we have found in relation to the new definitions of rural and rural development areas, basically because of the fact that the new road has come in and sort of cut the hinterland of Carrick, Macleod off from the Alton Bay area as well, would have been the natural hinterland there. We find it very difficult to assert some sort of position in trying to get funding. Rural development appear to be turning their back on that area now, whereas previously a campaign to try and get community centre and other community facilities in that area were very much promoted through the rural development plan. It didn't get over the line at the end of the day. It missed its deadline. But there is an opportunity now to get this going again with a number of groups in the area. And I think it's one of those areas as far as what was previously designated as an area within rural development has now sort of fallen between two stools because of the redrawn of the boundaries from which the DEAs are designated. And I just think that that's something from rural needs is concerned, because a lot of the facilities in that area draw people in from the greater Killeavy out as far as Mike area. And I think that, you know, those things need to be considered going forward. It's an opportunity I wanted to raise at some stage in the council over the coming months, because it's a big issue for the people that live in that area. But it's just in relation to what's defined as rural and how those boundaries are actually drawn is causing some concern in that area, certainly. Sure. Just for no more nothing else.
Yeah, right. Item 16, the NSE 2018 payment. Doreen, you're going to...
Again, councillors, this is really just to note that the National Association of Councillors, the annual subscription has come in, and membership fee for the 8 members is £3,280. We have it included in the budget, so it's really just for noting, councillors, that that we're going to go ahead and pay that. You'll all be aware it's an important organisation for yourselves. So really for noting, councillors.
Nothing here to go and take item 7 then.
Yeah, item 7, councillors, we previously have advised this committee, and we have received council approval to lease a small area of office accommodation within this Downshire Civic Centre building to the Probation Board. They had originally approached us and asked for a 3-year lease at a rental of £3,250, as recommended by LPS. As I say, we had already got your approval and subsequently council ratification of that. Probation Board have now come back and they've asked that we actually enter into a 5-year lease term rather than the 3 previously agreed. So we as officers have looked at that, no difficulty with recommending that to council. Probation Board themselves are already actively carrying out the works to insert their own, their IT. They're picking up all of the costs involved with this, including the LPS costs. So we're recommending tonight that instead of the 3-year term that you previously agreed, you recommend you approve a 5-year rental. Small number of staff coming into this building, and they're giving us a 5-year rental at the same annual rental fee.
Sure, alright. All agreed, yeah. Alright, so we're into a closed session now. Could I have a proposal and a second, or to go into to a closed session? Propose, Councillor Hayden, a second. Go on. This item is deemed to be exempt on the paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014, information relating to the financial or business affairs of any person, including the council holding that information, and that the public may be resolution be excluded during this item of business.
All right, you second that. And Aileen, is anyone take us through this?
So, item 8, agreed on the proposal of Councillor Savage, seconded by Councillor Mernon, to note the contents of the officer's report and approve the recommendation in paragraph 3.1 to release the expired deed of charge held in respect of Ticonet GSE lands, which was registered on 16th of February 1998. Item 9, agreed on the proposal of Councillor Ruan, seconded by Councillor Dorn, to note the contents of the officer's report and approve the recommendation in paragraph 3.1 to release two deeds of charge held in respect of lands at Lochan Island GSE, with the charges not being released before 24th of May 2018. Charges were registered on 23rd of June 1995 and 23rd of May 2008. Item 10, deed of charge. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Ruan, seconded by Councillor Dorn, to note the contents of the officer's report and approve the recommendations in paragraph 3.1 to release the deed of charge registered on 20th of October 2010 in respect of lands at St Patrick's GSE Saul, and also agree to the appointment of a new trustee. Item 11, grant of lease to NIE for substation at Downing Leisure Centre. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Dorn, seconded by Councillor Mernon, to note the content of the officer's report and approve the recommendation in paragraph 3.1 to lease an area of land adjacent to Downing Leisure Centre to NIE to site a substation for the benefit of the new Downing Leisure Centre on the terms outlined in paragraph 2.3. Item 12, review of Council Chief Executive's pay and conditions. Committee considered memo dated 1st of May 2018 and 9th of March 2018 from the Chief Executive and National Pay Local Coordinator of NILGA, and agreed on the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Ruan, to nominate Councillor Pete Byrne as the Council's nominee to participate in a regional review of Chief Executive's pay and conditions of service. Item 13, Uri DEA Assets, agreed on the proposal of Councillor Savage, seconded by Councillor Highland, to note the content of the officer's report and approve the recommendations in paragraph 3.1 relating to the disposal of assets through the D1 public trawl process, which are those assets determined by the Strategic Projects Working Group at meetings on the 24th of April and 14th of May 2018 as surplus. Item 14, Action Sheet of Strategic Projects Working Group Meeting. Agreed to note the contents of the action sheet of Strategic Projects Working Group meeting held on 14th of May 2018. Item 15, the action sheet of Efficiencies Working Group meeting. Agreed to note the contents of the action sheet of Efficiencies Working Group meeting held on the 8th of May 2018. Item 16, the Council versus Hamill Public Right of Way. Agreed on the proposal of Councillor Highland, seconded by Councillor Dorn, to note the content of the officer's report and approve the recommendation in paragraph 3.1 relating to a settlement in respect of the public right-of-way at Concession Road Cross McGlen, in line with the heads of agreement circulated with the officer's report, to include the council bearing its own legal costs on the matter.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Safe home.